This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to this recording of the October 2016 issue of Good Housekeeping. Article selections have been made by the editorial team and are covered by copyright. Coming up, Mary Berry on marriage, working in your 80s and tasting 36 cakes a day. Plus, are you giving your mobile phone more attention than your man? And we look at how you can tame your shopping addiction. But first, Sandy Toksvig, in praise of my brilliant gang of female friends. Why do the stories we tell our children only celebrate male friendships? Perhaps it's time for tales of our girl pals, however badly they're behaving. Years ago, when I was 18 and a slight little thing, I got a job for the summer working backstage at the musical Annie in London's West End. I worked for the electrics department and, because I was small, one of my tasks was to ride on the back of the Empire State Building. There was a scene where Annie and Daddy Warbucks walked through New York City. They did this by stepping onto a moving walkway set into the stage and having iconic buildings from the city pass behind them. My role was to cling on behind the Empire State Building as it trundled across and then unplug it when it got to the other end so that another building could take its place. I would jump off and run to a set of stairs that took me under the stage, where I scooted across, leapt up some more stairs and got onto the Chrysler Building for another pass across. It wasn't exactly the glamour of show business, but I loved it. One night, as I ran sub-stage, I bumped into the star of the show, Sheila Hancock, who was playing Miss Hannigan. I was tight for time, but nevertheless my manners kicked in and I stood aside to let her go first. She shook her head and said firmly, "No, no, Sandy, your cue is well before mine. You go ahead." I was staggered. Not only did she know my name, she knew what I did. It was a lesson about how to behave that has stayed...